Hiya, this is Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we spend our time talking about. And you know what? I'm coming in on this with an optimistic tone of voice. I'm trying to convince myself that I'm in a good place rather than feeling quite down, quite dark and quite depressed, which I imagine we're all feeling this morning. But we're going to try and reverse that a little bit. We'll be talking a bit about Liverpool present. We can't help but do that. But then we'll distract ourselves by talking about general football, general sport and random. And by the end, I hope that we'll all be feeling a little bit better after last night's results. And with me on this journey to try and perk up our spirits, I have got the king of perking up everyone's spirits, Josh Sexton. I've got Ian Salmon, who didn't read the invite correctly, so is sat next to Josh. As a lovely little double act. It's nice. It's like Ant and Dec being in the room where they tell people to do funny pranks and hijinks. That's what you look like. I've got Joel Sanderson-Murray, and I've got Mike Bancoli, and I'm Amelia Bonner. Hello, if you've not listened before. What happens is people vote on Twitter for what they want us to talk about, and we will do that, broadly speaking, unless we don't want to, in which case everyone gets to play one wild card to talk about something else. And I'm going to throw it out there now that if anyone is using their wild card before random at the end, you've wasted it. Just going to warn you. But let's start with Liverpool in general. And your options were Naby Keita, Bobby Firmino, or Virgil van Dijk. And Virgil won by quite some margin, I imagine, because we all want to roll around in the pain a little bit more, Josh. It wasn't great last night, and we'll get into more of last night. Milner shouts at him, which is what a lot of us wanted to do, but then a lot of us also want to shout at Milner, so there's that. The second half is just as bad as the first, and Gomez looks a lot better out of the two of them last night. With Matip and Konate both injured, we haven't really got much wriggle room, so how much point do you think there is in us all kicking off and talking about Virgil getting the chop when we know that it just can't happen?
Yeah, I don't think any of us would necessarily want to see him dropped anyway. I think he's been such a world-class and reliable option for Liverpool for so many years. I think it's almost a bit of the shock factor of like when he drops below those levels, we're all just a bit like, what the fuck is going on? And like our worlds are sort of being turned upside down at the moment anyway, when we're, you know, losing games of football to Manchester United amid all their protests and all the madness that's going on there. I think it's just another one of those things that doesn't quite feel real, that Virgil van Dijk's not playing football very well. Because we're used to seeing him playing football very, very well. So I wouldn't be sort of thinking of considering of dropping him or anything like that. I think you have to keep him in the side. You have to keep that consistency, and you have to sort of, he has enough credit in the bank to be one of the players who you can keep in and, you know, play back into form almost. And I fully back him to do that. You know, we saw him start last season slowly, albeit that was the sort of comeback from the injury. And then by the time the new year came around, or maybe even before that, arguably he'd really hit his stride, and Liverpool hit their stride from that point onwards as well. So I fully back him to get back to those levels, whether James Milner is screaming at him or not, or whether we're screaming at him or not.